Lecture 1. What are aggression and violence? Why do people hurt each other? This question has puzzled psychologists, correctional officers, parents, and philosophers for thousands of years. What would you do if I could tell you exactly why people behave aggressively? More than that, what if I could tell you how this special aggression-neutralizing factor worked? Imagine what that would be like. To know what might set you off, to know what might make others prone to aggression, and to know what you can do about it. That's a life with less fear. That's a life with more freedom. That's a life where you are truly at peace. That is what this course is all about. We will take a deep dive into the psychology of aggression and violence, how and why we hurt others, even the ones we love the most. Not only will we uncover some of the mysteries of aggression and violence, you will learn about the most powerful antidote to hurting others, self-control. We will learn what self-control is, what it isn't, and how aggression often starts when self-control stops. Even better, I'll teach you several easy-to-use strategies that will dramatically improve your self-control, reducing your chances of giving in to your aggressive urges. But before we swim through a large pool of research findings, I want to tell you how I came to study aggression and violence. It all started when I was 10 years old. I was in a research program for elementary students where we had to do a big project. I had no idea what to do. I barely understood what research was. My parents, who loved me dearly, weren't sure what to suggest. "Maybe go talk to our pastor," they suggested. I come from a very small, rural Midwestern town where people depend on each other for everything. It's the type of place where confused kids are encouraged to go and speak with trusted adults. That meeting with my pastor changed my life forever. I went to his house where he greeted me with the cheerful smile I always saw at church. "How can I help you, Nathan?" I told him about my research project and how I didn't know what to do. "Well, what interests you, son?" he asked me. "I always want to understand why people do what they do," I told him. "Well, let me show you something," he said. He left the room for a few minutes. When he came back, he was carrying a box with a slide projector in it and a case of slides. "I just got back from a trip to Europe, Nathan. I'm going to trust you to take these home and look at the slides with your parents. I bet you can find an idea in there." I got home, plugged in the slide projector, and was transported to a world I had no idea existed. He was the first person I had ever met who had visited another country. He may as well have gone to Mars. I saw people and places that seemed so different from what I saw in my everyday life. But there was something that caught my attention more than anything else. In fact, it's what led me to become your instructor today. My pastor's slideshow included pictures from when he visited the concentration camp, Dachau, in southern Germany. Looking with my family, I saw images that upset me terribly. There were people wearing barely any clothing, but you could see they were starving. There was a look of despair in their eyes that I had never seen before. My parents kindly told me what happened during the Holocaust, how more than 6 million innocent people were murdered. I was shocked. I was also deeply confused. A few days later, my family was at church. As promised, I brought my pastor his slides and slide projector. "Did you get an idea for your research project?"